Dear reader, at first glance, it may appear that the pages you hold in your hand are the timid offering of an imprisoned man who decided, after long hesitation, to take the plunge and write. But no, this is not my story. I am merely a witness, providing my testimony to the events I have seen and heard. This is the story of a wall that somehow chose me as the witness of what it said and did. The sentences of this text could not have been composed without the support of that single solid source, the wall. They would have broken apart and scattered to the winds, but for the wall's abiding care. Since the beginning of my journey, the wall has given me all my defining traits and all the names I have been known by, in the camp, on the outskirts of the city, in prison, and in the heart of a woman. I am the voice of this wall. This is how it decided to speak. It is a prison narrative with all the illness, chaos, and confusion of such a tale. This text is not the child of any late-night discussion in some intellectual cafe, seated around a table crowded with drinks and stories. No. It was birthed from the womb of a concrete wall. A wall so hard it barely shows the words I etch upon it. It is a text born of iron and concrete. I wrote using all the phrases and clauses I possess. Sometimes I separated them, and sometimes I tied them together. As I wrote, I held fast to every word of the wall's dictation, following the rules that apply to it alone. I wrote like someone come to deliver a few final remarks before the clock stops ticking. I wrote without any literary devices, apart from those that the wall insisted upon. I wrote because reading in a time of sterility has become a cowardly act. And I wish you all a rugged time of reading it.